AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Firefighters are battling wildfires in Washington state, in areas some people are comparing to a war zone.
In eastern Washington, where wildfires are raging, some residents are returning to pure devastation, their homes leveled. Major General Gent Walsh heads the Washington National Guard.
I can tell you today that that's a war zone.
As of Monday afternoon, at least 600 homes, businesses, and other structures were destroyed. Many are still under evacuation orders.
Some of these folks may not recover. Some of those folks may not rebuild in there.
Yards are covered in charred debris. In some cases, only chimneys remain. There are three Spokane wildfires covering more than 8,000 acres. Washington State Commissioner of Public Lands, Dave Upthegrove.
Behind every one of these images we see that's so devastating, there is a young firefighter running into the woods, putting their lives on the line.
Strong winds fueled the blaze Sunday on Monday. Lighter winds and lower temperatures were helping firefighters. I'm Julie Walker.
Iran is getting a final chance to reach a deal with the U.S. to end the war.
President Trump says Iran is running out of time to reach an agreement with the U.S. and avoid more strikes.
This is the last chance.
Over the weekend, the president said American forces were ready to launch the biggest attack since World War II. But like over previous months, he held off and says today talks will start again in a day or so and shouldn't take long.
It's not very complex.
The first phase would reopen the Strait of Hormuz, with denuclearization to follow. Earlier, Iran's foreign ministry denied talks with the U.S., saying they were instead negotiating solely about the strait with Oman. The president lit into Tehran on social media, calling it unbelievably duplicitous. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on redistricting efforts in Maryland.
Maryland lawmakers have kicked off a special session to consider a proposed constitutional amendment intended to give Democrats greater latitude to draw congressional maps that could allow Democrats to pick up an additional U.S. House seat by 2028. Out of Maryland's eight districts, only one is held by a Republican. Maryland's Democratic State Senate President Bill Ferguson initially blocked such a move, but now says his position has changed after the U.S. Supreme Court weakened the Voting Rights Act in late April. That decision offered new grounds for Republicans to swiftly reconfigure districts in southern states with large minority populations that have previously elected Democrats. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Major League Soccer has announced that Larry Berg, co-owner of Los Angeles FC, will be the next commissioner of the league. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.